Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to God's Talk Radio, another thrilling episode. Every Monday, 5:30 to 6, give us a call. We get a little different format. We get a little political talk and sports talk. Whatever you want to talk about is fine with me. 516-666-9990. Give me a call. Glad to hear from you. Let's talk. Well, let's get started right away. Steelers. I get a memo to Paul Brown, the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals. Please do us Steelers fans a big favor. Give Marvin Lewis a lifelong contract, please. Oh, my God, is that guy bad. Anybody who watched the game yesterday, to make excuses for these stiffs he has playing for him, about the officiating, I mean, I seen three or four plays in the end zone when Sammy Coates alone was interfered with. Drake or Patrick was all over his back and his face mask. They could have been called for pass interference three or four times. Marvin, he's crying about, oh, the officials overreacted, I think. Well, you can't grab in today's game, Marvin. After the quarterback throws the ball, you can't go grab the quarterback, run with him for like 5 yards and then throw him on the ground like he did with Ben. Perfect. Perfect literally threw Ben on the ground after the play was over. And he said the officials overreacted. That's 15 yards. And another stiff grabbed Bell after the whistle blew, threw him backwards. That's 15 yards. Keep playing these guys. Please sign these guys up. Pac-Man Jones, a captain of the team? Are you kidding me? Vontez Perfect? Far from it. Oh, thank you, Marvin. Please, keep coaching. Wow. Let me give the Steelers a little love here, too, man. They come on the first half, and Cincinnati was, could tell they wanted it. I told people, that's their Super Bowl. That's Cincinnati Super Bowl. They knocked the Steelers out. They'd love it. That was a big game for them. They wanted it. They come out first half firing up. Steelers met them intensity-wise second half, finally. But, it was a good game. Good for the Steelers. Somebody told me the Ohio River rose another 3 feet down there again. Wow. All them tears shedding down there. How about the stadium down there empty? Oh, there was more Steeler fans than there was Bengals. Jeez, talking about a embarrassment. Yeah, we loved it all the way, though. Loved it all the way. Now the big game this week with the Ravens. You got any ideas on the game? Give me a call. I would say for the Steelers to come out, play their game, pass and run. Come out like UA. I mean, this game is big. At home, this is a big game. I look for them to. I hope they win. The Ravens sort of have. I think they got the Steelers' number. What do you think? I'm hoping. They won the last three or four games. Ravens. Maybe it's time for a little change of pace for the Steelers to come and win. You know, more you win, the old hidden vigorous. More you beat a team, the closer you come to losing to them. So maybe this is it this weekend. Hopefully. What a Christmas present. Oh, I got one last week or yesterday, Christmas present. You know, I just love when the Steelers beat the Bengals. There ain't nothing better. Steelers could win two games a year, and if they were against the Bengals... I'd be so happy. It'd be unbelievable. But, well, what do you think of the Raven game this week? Anybody got any opinions on that? Give me a call, 516-666-9990. Changing the subject, a little politics there. How about Trump going into the president, the lowest approval rating ever for a president going in, 40%. It's pretty bad. He hasn't even taken office. Wait till he's in there 6-7 months. Wow. It's going to be ugly. Mm-hmm. How about all the guys he has appointed to his cabinet? How about Rick Perry now, Department of Energy? He couldn't remember what it was, remember? There's three of them. He's against it so much. Why draw a check if you're a government check? Excuse me. You got all these guys anti-government, and they're putting them in these big positions in government. Well, I guess he's going to tear the government down. They're going to tear it to the ground. We're going to see what people voted for here. One guy, he don't like the EPA, the head of the EPA. He's suing them. He's in charge of it. He's suing the EPA. He's in charge of it. You know why he's suing them? He wants to pollute more. He wants to put more arsenic in your water. Good choice. Great, Trump voters, you Trump pansies. Great. How about the Secretary of the State rubbing elbows with Putin? Yeah, there you go. Got big deals with Putin. Oil deals. Yeah. How about the education? He's against public schools. He's against public schools, whatever, whoever he is, she, what, Chow. That Chow, she's the Department of Transportation. That's Mitch's wife. Wow. And you got Sessions. You might as well have David Duke in there, that Klan wizard. That guy, wow. How about Pence? Does that guy have any eyes? I never see him open his eyes. He's like, but he has the same suit that Trump has on all the time and tie. You ever notice that? They're the Bobbsey twins. They're always giving the thumbs up and pointing at each other. You're talking about a sock puppet. Mike Pence, you're it, buddy. Yeah, well, I get up. Message on my email the other day about how none of the libs, as they call libs, work or produce anything in the country beside, you know, they're all bums. We're all bums. If you're a liberal, you're a bum. You know, you don't work. You don't do that. You don't do that. Yeah, okay. I know more bums on the right wing living in trailer parks than you can believe. You can believe that, cuz... Oh, and guess what? I own a gun, too, okay? Yeah. But I'm not supposed to. I'm a lib. I'm not supposed to wear... Guess what? I was in the service, too. Wow, yeah. I know I said this before, but I got to remind people of that. Because, you know, us libs, we never worked or never served or don't have a gun or none of that stuff. On food stamps and welfare, and we're all bums. Yeah. According to Trump Pansies, we're all scumbags. Yeah. I got an email about we're arguing about Social Security and Medicare. A guy goes, he helps we all get off at taking the elderly off the Social Security and Medicare. He said it's the worst program ever. Well, for your information, because it's one of the best programs government ever had, Social Security, okay? They stole it blind, the politicians. If it's going to go broke, that's why. Because they got their greedy little mitts in there to fund their wars and other projects. That's why. And then Mr. Ryan, Big Pauly, P90X, Punk Ryan, he wants to get a voucher program for the Medicare. Give us $5,000 for a voucher program. Boy, isn't that big of him. Wow. He's looking out for you, Trumpansies. Yeah, he's looking out for you. time this guy gets done with you chimpanzees, you'll be swinging from vine to vine. Believe me, you won't have a car, you won't have a job, and you won't have any food in your house. And the guy emailed me. He hopes I eat dog food. Well, come on, visit me, cuz. We'll see how much dog food you eat here. So, a little bit of that, you know, if you want to talk some politics or sports, whatever. I'm open game, buddy. My number's 516-666-9990. And back to a little sport talk with the big game with the Penguins tonight, New York Rangers. I think they're blowing the town. Big game. Two top teams, buddy. See what the Pens can do. How about the Steelers, if they get in this playoffs, I think they can make some noise here. I think they got the team to make some. I'm a little worried about Tua, if he can play, and Green. I'm a little worried about that, them two. I hate to say this, but I think his Green's a China doll. I hate to say that. But if I'm the Steelers next year, I got to go get me a tight end. So, how about your opinion on the line, Steeler defensive line, what they did yesterday? They did pretty good for the second team. I think they held the Bengal running back to 38 yards running. Jeremy Hill, he messed up, man. He messed with a terrible towel. You don't do that, cuz. You don't grab that terrible towel and try to rip it in half. I see he couldn't do it. He couldn't rip the terrible towel in half. You don't rip that sound gun in half, believe me. Bigger and stronger men than you have tried to rip that towel in half. Believe me, I seen that towel get between two cars, tied on a bumper. They couldn't pull it apart. And after they let it go, after they untied the towel, both cars wouldn't run again. That's a fact. That's it. Both cars didn't run. I don't know why. That towel has an effect, man. You seen what happened to Jeremy. Big Jeremy Hill. He big mouth all the way, ripping it, stomping on it, snapping, bip, bip, bop. See what happened to him? He went nowhere. In fact, I think the next couple plays he got hurt. You don't mess with the towel, cuz. Mm-mm. You'd have been better off just trotting back, giving the ball back to the official, going back to the sideline. And now whispering something about the towel. I hope the towel didn't hear you. Because somebody threw that towel down, and you fell for the bait, cuz. Somebody threw that towel down, Steeler fan. Threw that towel down in the end zone, and you went for a hook, line, and sinker, cuz, because you grabbed that towel, and the minute you grabbed that towel, like electricity going through you, you were done. Finished. Bang. Over. You were useless the rest of the game. And then you try to rip the towel. Whew. Last guy that did that was out of the league the next year. Who's Manzada down there? Remember, he stomped on the towel and all that? Next year, he was gone. He couldn't do anything. So, you want to play with a towel, go ahead. You ain't going nowhere. I'll tell you that. But I can tell you one thing. I just hope there's a long-term contract for Marvin to sign. I told you before. Love it. Anybody watch that Tom Brady dismantle Denver? That guy got nobody on his team. Nobody on that. He got the little Edelman, that little kid, little white kid, 5'7", 160 pounds. That's it. That guy runs all over the field, catches the ball all over the field. And then he got that little kid in the back, that little white kid played here, and the other kid that played here. I can't remember his name. He played for Pitt, the running back. He just got back. He's about 5'6", 165, 75 pounds. He ran all over Denver. Brady just nickel-dime, bing, bang, boom, boom, bing, bang. Like just nothing. Guy's great. So we're stacking phone calls here, and you better get in because in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to take about 30 phone calls, so get in now. 516-666-9990. give me a call. Whatever you want to talk about, Penguins, Steelers, Pirates, Trump the dump, whatever, the chump. I think we got a phone call here. Let's hear. Let's get it now. Let's see. You're on Gos Talk. You're on Gos Talk.
Hey, Gos Man. Gos Man, long time caller, long time listener, Will Dump.
Hey, what's up, brother?
How's it going on down there?
Pretty good. What's up?
Oh, not. So did you hear that the electors officially named Trump president?
I didn't hear that, but it doesn't surprise me, no. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you start to think about all this stuff now. It doesn't surprise me either. But, you know, you have these the Republicans make these people sign pledges and all of this stuff, and it defeats the purpose of what the electors are all about, because it should be an independent board of people that make that decision, not party, you know.
Right. Exactly.
Because what you're basically saying is, you know, well, if a Republican won and he was Charles Manson, you know, who managed to get elected by the people because he convinced half of America that he was worth it, then there shouldn't be, you know, then we just should vote for him blindly, you know. So.
Oh, it's definitely party over country. Party over country.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I think a perfect example of that is what's going on in North Carolina right now.
Oh, sure. Yep, and Russia, the hacking.
Yep, absolutely.
Hey, what do you think of the Trumpster? He has a 40% approval rating. He's the lowest president ever going to take office with a 40% approval rating, lowest ever. And he didn't even start yet.
Here's a guy that, let me tell you this, Godman. And I, you know, and for anybody that actually listens to the show, this is the message that you send to kids. And this is what, at least in my opinion, and, you know, maybe it's wishful thinking that I believe that the Democrats try to fight for. But what it says to the kids is, if your dad has hundreds of millions of dollars and can give you a loan, you know, in the terms of 20 to $50 million, and then you can establish yourself a business, and become a billionaire because you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth, and you can be president.
Oh, yeah. And another message to all the Trump pansies out there that voted for them. You come home and you tell your daughter or son, here's Trump grabbing women's vaginas.
Yep.
And laughing about it. And you vote for the guy.
Yep.
What's that tell your daughter?
Well, you need...
If you're voting for this...
And I think, and you know what, Gosman? I think that's the point, okay, is that when you're the leader of the free world, you need to have some kind of emotional temperament, you know? You can't just fly off the handle tweeting... anything that makes you mad. You know what I mean? I mean,
oh, sure.
Look at, and I think point in case, look at President Barack Obama. Look at the racial slurs, the pictures superimposed his face and his family's face on monkeys, and, you know, the Trump, you know, demanding a birth certificate first time ever in history. And the man kept his composure through it all. Didn't tweet about it, you know. That's
right.
Presidential material.
Oh, yeah. This other guy's eighth grade class clown material.
Exactly. Well, America,
the Trump,
you know,
pansies,
they didn't want...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Gosman. What were you saying?
I said all the Trump pansies couldn't wait to get out and vote for this guy. Now... After they voted for him, they're sitting back and they're saying, wow, we may lose our health care.
Yep.
We may lose our Obamacare. What are we going to have? You know what you're going to have? Nothing. That's the
exactly.
Republican alternative to Obamacare. Nothing.
Exactly. They don't have an alternative.
That's nothing. It's zero. And I've seen an old guy. He was punching a black guy in the face the other day at the Trump rally. Did you see that when they made up? They kissed and made up?
Yeah, after he got convicted and put on probation. Yep.
Yeah, and he punched a guy in the mouth. Now, there's a guy probably on Social Security with his boy Paul Ryan that he couldn't wait to get in there. Going to take it off him. And Medicare.
Well, what they say is that that's not true. They won't do that. Congress won't. They won't let them do that. You know, just like when they talk about Trump's deportation camps and that's never going to happen. Well, he ran on it. You guys voted for it. You know,
never going to happen. That's the Republican agenda. It's been that way for years.
See, these guys don't believe that. That's the thing. You know, they don't believe.
I think Trump's going to make them a real believer, though.
You know what?
They're going to believe.
I do, too.
It's going to happen.
Because these guys do not realize that. And I ask a Trump pansy to put themselves in this situation. You own a business, right? And you got a nice little business going, and now you're going to make a couple million dollars extra in tax breaks. Are you going to go? Are you going to sit there and you're going to shell out all that money to all your employees? Or are you going to keep it? Right? Let me tell you something. 9.9 times out of 10, that person is going to keep it. It doesn't
work.
Hey,
don't tell me it's trickle down when you're pissing down my back, okay?
Exactly. These guys are so piping mad about Obama and politics, and if you forgot the Rust Belt and all this other jazz, that, they may have actually sown their own fate.
I think there's going to be buyer's remorse here in about less than a year.
And I'll be the first one to tell you, Gosman, and I think you can agree. Look, I wasn't a Hillary Clinton fan. I personally didn't like her. She seemed very plastic to me, very bad choice by the Democrats to put her. I think Bernie would have stomped a mud hole in Trump in a heartbeat. But at the end of the day, I don't think she would have been, at least people would have had some protection because she wasn't going to repeal medical care and Social Security. So you would have had some kind of buffer in there. I think she was a four-term regardless. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't too crazy about her either, but she sure did beat the alternative with this guy.
Yeah.
You know, I think this guy's a nuclear explosion ready to happen.
Well, China already sent a couple shots over the bow with after Trump's tweet where, Trump said he basically said they tore up our unmanned drone under the water and, was unpresidential, but then changed it to unprecedented. And then the Chinese came back and said, this guy doesn't have the emotional temperament, basically. Act like a president.
Right. Right. Well, that's out the window because that guy, I'm going to tell you something. I never seen a guy, okay, everything somebody says about him, he has to go attack him and get him back. He's like an eighth grader in the schoolyard. That's the kind
very
of guy.
True.
He can't leave nothing go. He has to attack somebody for saying his hair's messed up or, he'll come back. And I mean, leave some of that garbage go. You can't do that as a president. You got to run the country. You can't be, how can you run the country when you don't believe in your intelligence? That's another thing.
Yeah, you can't be running the country listening to CNN, MSNBC, and sitting there writing down hit notes who you're going to hit on Twitter,
Yeah, you can't be writing to Saturday Night Live and with comebacks, okay?
I got to tell you, Gosman, this guy is going to be severely butthurt over the next 4 years because I hate to break it to him. It ain't going to stop. Now you are the focal point. You wanted to be the man, now you're the man. But guess what? You got to take the hits because that's everybody's looking at you. When you mess up, you fall on it. You own it. Look at Obama. That guy couldn't catch a break if they gave him one, if they, you know, in a Kit Kat factory.
Yeah, well, somebody said on the – I was listening to a couple – I was articles in there and on a computer, and all the Trump pansies are saying, well, you got to give him a chance and see what he does, and, you know, you got to wait a while. How much chance did they give Obama? He come out the first day, they said they would make him a one-term president. They're not going to do anything he wants. They didn't give him a chance.
They
called him a Muslim, a monkey, and a terrorist.
Well, first of all, Gosman, let's say this. They called him a monkey. They called him a Muslim. They said they were going to make him a one-term president. They tried to impeach him, and then they said he wasn't eligible to be president. That was basically day one.
Yeah, right. Day two, they called him a Kenyan warlord. Okay. The head of ISIS. He was the head of Taliban. Then he was the head of what's that other group they had? Taliban and before ISIS. He was the head of
Taliban.
Yeah, he was the head of that. Then there was another crew they had. Al-Qaeda. He was the head of that. Now he's the head of ISIS. Tell you what.
Yeah,
he
was the head of everything. Yeah, didn't they? They demanded his college transcripts, his birth certificate, everything.
Then he blew up a couple of oil wells in the ocean. I didn't know he could scuba dive that good, you know?
But yet they're all yelling, give Trump a chance, give Trump a chance. But when it comes back to them, they don't like it.
Oh, no, they can't stand it. Can't stand it.
Mm-mm.
You know, all the Trump pansies are saying, well, you know, he has a lot of good ideas, and he's going to change government. Well, I don't know about the good ideas because the guys he's putting in his cabinet, these guys are, shit, come on. How do you govern when you can't take – when you don't like government? How do you govern? How do you do that?
That's true. Well, I'll tell you what, guys, man. The thing that surprises me the most is, you know, here's a guy that really doesn't have any political experience, and you think that you would at least want some solid, you know, politicians to help guide you, you know. And, you know, all you're doing is, you know, you get a hedge fund manager to, you know, oversee the Pentagon. You get another hedge fund manager to, you know, do this. You get the CEO of ExxonMobil as Secretary of State.
Right. Hey, well, let's put it this way. The good thing about it, all the Trump pansies kept their squirrel guns.
Oh, yeah. Well, because he wasn't
most important.
Politically. Exactly. Well, you know, because he wasn't a politician and. You know, he's going to do right by everybody. Like you say, there's going to be a turkey in every pot. And, you know, the factories are going to be reopening. So,
well, I'm still waiting for the call. I've been off 40 years, laid off. So,
and the best,
I'm still waiting
I gotta
for the call
you guys,
back.
Man, and you want to talk about the ultimate fleece? This guy never laid out one plan. Not one plan. It's just basically blind faith. He can do it. I can't
wait. Better than anybody. Yep. Well, Dog, I got about a minute left here on the show, and I want to thank you for calling in, and get me next week, 5:30 to 6:00. I'll be on.
You got it, Gosman. Keep it up. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, brother. Talk to you later. There goes Will Dog off. All right. And we got about a minute left in the show. Another booming, blasting half hour of facts, nonstop action, and a Will Dog calling in, all in one half hour. Can you believe that? Well, like I said, we'll be on next week, 5:30 to 6:00, same time, same station, same agenda. A little bit of sports, a little bit of politics, a little bit of both. Don't be afraid to call in and express your opinion. We take all calls, no matter what. So, give me a call. We're going to sign off here in 5 seconds. So, see you next week. Bye-bye.